Hello, this is Susan Piper. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. He was talking about the need to find and engage with a teacher. My question is this. Are you, Susan, my teacher? Is it considered acceptable practice to interact with a teacher like yourself in a virtual manner? I would also love you to expand that a large part of the relationship between student and teacher is in our minds. I'm paraphrasing here, as I can't actually fully remember what your exact words were. So thank you, Susan. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to ask your question.
Thank you for this very wonderful question. That also touches me very much, and I'll do my best to answer it. The question, to paraphrase, is how do you find a teacher? And in our case, as people who practice together in the Open Heart Project, am I your teacher? And also, would I comment on something I said in speaking to someone else, that the relationship that I feel with my teacher happens in my mind? And I'm happy to answer all of these points. In Buddhist thought, there is the notion of Kalyanamitra. Kalyanamitra means spiritual friend. And a spiritual friend is, just as you may imagine, someone or even something that teaches you something that deepens your practice, deepens your path, deepens your view. If you go to a meditation center and sit with others and then there's a discussion, those people are your spiritual friends. If you go somewhere and hear a talk or listen to a YouTube video or read a book, while you are there, reading or listening, that person is your spiritual friend. For myself, as someone who offers meditation instruction and podcasts and so on through the Open Heart Project, yes, absolutely, I am your spiritual friend. But I am not your capital T teacher. And the reason for that is because I am not an enlightened guru. I'm not going to lie to you people. I'm just going to put it out there. I am not an enlightened guru. But I know people who are, and they can be your capital T teacher. In the meantime, there are innumerable ways of finding lowercase t teachers. I am hoping to be one such instance right now by answering your question. But good experiences can be your teacher. Bad experiences can be your Kalyanamitra. And someday, if you are interested and fortunate and so on, you may encounter a capital T teacher, meaning a guru, someone who you trust, love, feel devotion towards, and wish to be guided by along your spiritual path. Now, this sounds crazy to most of us, like completely insane. The person might, can I say this, screw you over. The person might be untrustworthy. They might try to take advantage of you. Maybe you're going to find that you're in a cult. Okay. Yeah, let's not do those things. And we all need to be aware and very, very, very deeply, profoundly, unspeakably intelligent in the way we pursue a potential relationship with a teacher. If you're not interested in finding that kind of teacher, that is cool. I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do for everyone. But if you are interested in finding this kind of teacher, here's what I suggest. If you, questioner, for example, find benefit in the talks that I give in the Open Heart Project. Okay, well, that's good. That's a point of information. This speaks to you. A little bit, a lot. It's kind of irrelevant right now, but something in here speaks to you, which makes me very happy, by the way. So the thing to do is look at who I learned from. And who did that person learn from? And who did that person learn from? In other words, is there a lineage here? And if so, who is the current lineage holder? And can I learn from that person? Because I promise you, what I am teaching you is what I was taught by my teacher, whose name is Sakyong Mipam Rinpoche, who is the lineage holder of the Shambhala Buddhist tradition. So if you resonate with the way I say things, or you love Pema Chodron, for example, well, we are both in the same lineage. My teacher, as I say, Sakyong Mipam Rinpoche, Pema's root teacher was his father, Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche. So that's like a family, as it were. And That would be a great place to continue your investigation. So, yay, let's keep practicing together. But you could also start to listen to talks or read books by Sakya Mipham Rinpoche or other teachers in this particular lineage as the next breadcrumbs on your path to finding a teacher. If you listen to another teacher and you're like, oh, I like what they're saying, also, cool. Well, who's their teacher? What lineage did they come from? And take your exploration that next step. Where did this come from, this thing that resonates with me? And what we're looking for here is something that is more akin to falling in love than anything else. You may know people or you may yourself have done something like this thinking, well, I would like to fall in love. I would like to find a relationship. Maybe I should sit down and list all the qualities of the person I would like to be in a relationship with and visualize that person and affirm that I will find that person. And you could list these really great qualities. They are funny. They're smart. They have a job. They, I don't know, whatever it is that you might want in a partner. And then you may be so fortunate as to actually meet that person. And you look at your list and you look at that person and it's like, oh, check, check, check. They have all these qualities. And you know what? I don't care because I don't feel anything. There's no chemistry here. So you may meet somebody else who has some of those qualities and not all of them and feel like, yes, please. There's an attraction here. There's something happening that is super real and super incredible. And I totally want to take the next step. One cannot predict when such things will happen, and one cannot predict who is the right teacher for you or me, because we, again, can list all the qualities. They are smart. They had a good teacher. They have students that I admire. All of those things are really important, by the way. When you're looking at a teacher, you should look at their students. That's the most accurate reflection of who that teacher is. And you may meet that teacher and think, well, I don't really feel anything. What we're looking for here is when you hear or read things from that person and you go, that makes sense. I have been longing to understand that and you just explained it to me and I totally get it. Or even better still, oh my God, what that person said, I already knew that. I just didn't know I knew it. It's like they uncovered the wisdom that is already in your mind. And that is a very notable moment. And you should follow up on such moments. So just like falling in love, you can't exactly predict how you're going to feel about various teachers or lineages, but you sort of look and see and let your heart be your guide. That may sound super trite, and I don't care, because there is nothing more important in this particular search than your heart's inspiration. I'm not BSing you. I'm not kidding. That is the guide for this kind of a search. I'm not sure if I said my relationship with my teacher is mostly in my mind, which can sound weird. What I meant was when I study with my teacher, which is awesome and I love to do that, I listen to him give talks or give teachings and I absorb those teachings. And my particular teacher can give some long talks. Like he is known for like, oh, 3 hours just went by and he's still talking. And he's the only person that I have ever met in my whole life where I'm like, oh, 3 hours? That seemed like 5 minutes. There's nobody else on earth that I could actually listen to for 3 hours, I don't think, including myself. But somehow when he gives talks, some kind of an amazing thing happens in my mind. It's very personal. It's very private. I can't really explain it, but it's awesome. So when I listen to him give talks and teachings, I absorb them. That's fantastic. I read things he's written. They speak to me too. So these are two ways, hearing him and reading his words, by which I establish a relationship with him and also talking to him on those occasions when I'm able to talk to him. But there's another way our communications take place, I would say, and that is, and this is the best way I can think of to say it, sometimes I feel my teacher talking to me by using my own thoughts as the means of communication. In other words, I'm sitting there doing something, whatever, ordinary, and suddenly I have an insight about something, and I feel, rightly or wrongly, crazy or not crazy, I don't know, that my teacher is speaking to me. Only the voice is my own thoughts. There's just this slight qualitative difference between certain everyday thoughts that I have and certain thoughts that I would call insights. that seem connected to my relationship with my teacher. All of this, as I say, is very personal. Nobody can explain the relationship they have with their teacher or tell you what yours should look like, because it happens in that deep of a way. It is so intimate that sometimes you cannot tell the difference between your mind and the teacher's mind. And that's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much for your question. I hope this answer was useful and not too woo-woo and weird. And I hope your practice is going well. If you, listener, have a question about your meditation practice, about Buddhism, spirituality, relationships, because I write sometimes about relationships, about which I know very little, but that doesn't stop me from writing, please follow the link in this post. There's a phone number and you can record your question. And if you have a question about your meditation practice, please head over to my website, susanpiver.com. Click on the podcast, Ask Susan, and you'll be able to record your question for me. I look forward to hearing it. And if you want to learn to meditate yourself, please join the Open Heart Project. And when you go to the same website, susanpiver.com, you'll see exactly how to do that. It's free, and every week I will send you a new guided 10-minute meditation instructional video. I look forward to practicing with you.